too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, October the 5th, 2018. Hope all is well. We're looking forward to a great show today. We're live from Chick-fil-A of Clemson on a college football Friday. Got a lot to do with previewing Clemson and Wake Forest, South Carolina, Missouri. Got a lot of big games out there, Oklahoma, Texas, and Virginia Tech, Notre Dame. We've got to talk a little Florida and LSU. Got a lot of things. Kentucky, Texas A&M, a lot of things to talk about here today. Looking forward to that. We will have Josh Williams on at 7:25 this morning. I'll go ahead and give you a heads up. Got word from Josh earlier today that our six games we'll talk about. The Red River rivalry, obviously, LSU, Florida. We'll talk Notre Dame, Virginia Tech with him, Clemson, Wake with him, Missouri, South Carolina with him, and Florida State, Miami with Josh Williams a little bit. That's 7:25 this morning. Scott Reimer, 7:45, joins us. Tiger pregame show, 205th edition. They're going to be up at Last Resort in Winston-Salem, which I'm going to stop by and watch some games and check in with a bunch of Tiger fans up in Winston-Salem tomorrow. Looking forward to that. 7:45 with Scott Reimer. And Tyler Vissen joins us at 8:05, our Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report. We're certainly looking forward to getting that and learning more about the preparation of land and your services as far as that goes. Obviously today, besides the college football stuff, we'll get into the Major League Baseball. In case you didn't stay up and see it last night, the Dodgers beat the Braves 6-0. Dodgers and Braves tonight. We'll give you times here in a second. In the other National League game, NLDS, Milwaukee beat Colorado 3-2 in 10 innings. Walk off for the Brewers. We have four games today. The very fascinating series between Cleveland and Houston, TBS at 2 o'clock today. Rockies and Brewers game 2 of that series, 4:15, Fox Sports 1. Yankees and Red Sox, this is on TBS tonight at 7:30. And game 2 of the Braves and Dodgers series tonight, 9:30 Eastern time on Fox Sports 1. In case you didn't stay up and see the NFL game last night, we had the Colts beating the Patriots 38-24. In that one, Tom Brady became the third man to ever pass for 500 touchdowns in the NFL. So congratulations there. Not much of a game last night, 24-3, I think, at half, and not much of a game coming out of that one. We have news of South Carolina that maybe Jake Bentley might not play tomorrow. Game time decisions, Will Muschamp says last night on his radio show, a weekly call-in show. So Jake Bentley, a little game time decision for the Gamecocks quarterback. So that leads us to a second team quarterback topic that we'll get into a little bit later today. We're going to do our biggie games of the week. We'll get you some lines coming up as well. Looking forward to that. The PGA Tour started their 2018-2019 season, and couple of things. First, they're at the Safeway out in California, some primetime golf, and Sepp Stratka leads at 9 under par. But how did Phil Mickelson shoot 7 under par after not being able to find the club face at the Ryder Cup? kind of crazy how that turned out. We'll tell you how the local guys did. We have six local guys out there playing, and we have two guys in the top 12, three guys in the top 31 from a local standpoint. We'll tell you about that coming up. Finally today, some huge news in college basketball. We have the trial going on of all the shoe money and the corruption trial, I should say, for college basketball. And some big numbers being pouring out again, more big time numbers being thrown out, thousands and thousands of dollars. We do hear locally, yesterday we heard Jerron Blasingame, the former Clemson forward, his sum that he's been accused of and of taking this is $350 so far, which it's not right. I don't want to say it's right. Pales in comparison to the $100,000 mark of some of those guys. But he has been named, and it was $350 with the trial there. We'll tell you more about what some of the bombshells that came out of yesterday's testimony in the corruption trial of college basketball. Besides that, the thing that we love doing more than anything else besides coming to Chick-fil-A is talking to our good friend Zach Orr back in the studio. Mr. Orr 24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, the Orr that stirs the pot, the captain of the ship, El Capitan, and the guy that will produce a ton of Clemson football information disseminating from the studios tomorrow, Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Mickey. How's Chick-fil-A?
It's great. I don't know why, but I'm just in this superior mood today.
Oh, yeah?
Not meaning I'm superior, meaning that this my mood is just unbelievable right now. I've got this unbelievable attitude right now. Great attitude.
What, you slept well last night, I imagine?
I did. Yeah. On my interesting sleep bed. I'll tell you about it later on. Yeah, I did, man. It was great. And, my wife went to bed at 7 o'clock last night. So I didn't go that early, cause I did watch the Braves last night, but, no, it was good. Everything's great. How about you? How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Happy to be here in the studios, all locked in and cold. It's nice and cold in here today. It's beautiful.
Hey, I meant to do that, too. I'll give you some weather coming up here in a second. What's going on in your world? It sure is lonesome in mine.
Nothing too crazy. Nothing too crazy. Excited for the games tonight. A little Yankees game tonight. Very excited. Yeah. Got the Yankees shirt on this morning.
Nice.
We're looking forward to that ball game this evening.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. That's 7:32 on TBS. First pitch there. Really looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. Hey, speaking of weather, let me give you an hourly report for the folks that are going up to Winston-Salem tomorrow. In the on your drive up, if you're leaving in the morning, high 60s, about a 30% chance of rain. Around noon when you're arriving there, maybe 74, about 20% chance of rain. Now, there's a 45% chance of rain at 2 o'clock, scattered thunderstorms, and it's 40% at 3 and 40% at 4, 35% at 5, 40% all the way through the rest of the game. The temperature's in the high 70s, but, you know, 35 to 40% chance of rain tomorrow in Winston-Salem. So take some rain gear maybe up just in case, but I like my chances at 35 and 40%. I'll take those odds coming into it. So a little weather report for you there. Did you watch NFL last night, college football last night? There's a game or two on. What took up your viewing time last night?
I watched the NFL last night, Patriots and Colts. Watched New England jump all over Indianapolis in the first half, and he kind of makes a push in the second half to make it the game, and New England flexes the muscle that they have up there at home and ends up coming out with a victory in that game. Brady looked good. The offense looked good. They started fantastic. A dream start for New England last night.
Who decided that that would be like a good game to put on TV?
Yeah,
who decided that's a good Thursday night game? Let's put the 4-12 Colts from last year against the one of the two or three best teams in football.
We had the winless Browns on Thursday night football 2 weeks ago, and it was one of the best games of the season. So that doesn't make any sense to me.
Would you rather be honest with me now? And I know it's easy in hindsight to say, and I know the Colts are banged up right now.
Mm-hmm.
But would you rather watch the Colts or the Browns?
Would I rather watch the Colts or the Browns?
Yeah.
Right now, the Browns.
Right. The Colts are an awful team to watch, is my point. I mean, am I right? Name five teams in NFL worse to watch than the Colts.
Worse to watch than the Colts?
Yes.
The Giants right now, because I hate them.
Yeah, but no. The Giants at least have Beckham, at least have, you got Saquon Barkley. I mean, you got some guys, right, that are fairly fun to watch,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Give me two reasons to watch the Indianapolis Colts.
Andrew Luck and his miraculous comeback from his shoulder stuff.
Can't throw it downfield. I got you.
Miraculous. He threw the ball 62 times last week. I don't even know what he finished with last night. Uh-huh. I'm assuming it was a lot of throws. I know he had 3 touchdowns, and he did throw 2 picks last night. And elsewhere on the Colts. Oh, Adam Vinatieri, of course. As an old man yourself, you should be rooting for Vinatieri every time he trots out there. Guy hit a 54-yarder, and it was good from 60 last night.
Okay, so in the face of his old team, I like that. So you're telling me that the place kicker is the second best part of the Colts? You see what I'm saying?
No.
Right?
No.
Okay, give me a worse team, and I'll give you 3 reasons to watch them.
A worse team to watch?
Yes.
Oakland, obviously.
Oh, no. First, you got Chucky. And that's fairly interesting, I think. Now, without Khalil Mack, you know, that's one thing you normally say there. Derek Carr is more fun to watch than Andrew Luck, I think. Marshawn Lynch is a reason to watch the Raiders. You got locally here, Jared Cook is the tight end out there. Amari Cooper's a fun guy to watch. I mean, there's some things, there are reasons to watch the Raiders.
Reasons to watch the Raiders.
More so than the Colts. I mean, no offense, and William Quackenbush should be a Colts fan. I'm not trying to be mean to the Colts. I'm just saying that you could bury the Colts on a 1 o'clock Sunday game and mm-hmm. not even think twice about it. You put them on Thursday night, you have to watch them.
Listen, it was a decent game last night. 38-24, New England gets out of there with a win.
Yeah, but that game was over. That game was over in the second quarter.
It was a 1-touchdown game in the second half. Indianapolis is driving. They had a deflection for a pick. New England, obviously gets an interception, and then Sonny Michel gets a touchdown off the ensuing drive. They were driving in a 1-touchdown game. Just because you went to bed before the end of it doesn't mean you can speak on it there, Plyler. I'm telling you, it was a good game.
And watching, I watched about 20 minutes of it last night, mm-hmm. and it was like Joe Buck and Troy Aikman were having to make excuses for the Colts. And now, again, this is in the second quarter, and it's 24-3. And again, I didn't watch the second half. But, like, they were having to make excuses. Oh, well, they're rebuilding. They turned their whole roster over. Oh, they got all these injuries. Oh, this is just it's a total rebuild job. Maybe they, you know, it's like, oh, man, this is Thursday night.
They had, obviously, you're going to have 7 guys on your inactive list for an individual game. They had so many guys that couldn't play. They were just keeping them active, but telling the media, yeah, we're not going to play these guys tonight because they're so banged up. So even to be in that game at all, it was great for them to just show up.
I hear you, man. I like it. I did not mention this. We had college football last night, and nothing major coming out of it. But in last night's games, Troy beat Georgia State 37-20. Troy is now 5-1. It's a good program down there. 3-0 in the Sun Belt. Georgia State, Sean Elliott's club. I guess he pushed some offensive linemen around in the pregame. They got beat 37-20. And Houston last night improved to 4-1. They beat Tulsa 41-26 in the first American Conference game for those guys, and Tulsa fell to 1-4. Tulsa should have hired Chad Morris when he was offensive coordinator there and kept him around a little bit longer there. So anyway, that was just a couple of college football games. We have games tonight. Georgia Tech and Louisville. I talked about it yesterday. Lose or go home match. That Petrino.
Lose or lose town.
They're loser leaves town. Petrino's 0-2 in the ACC. Paul Johnson's 0-2 in the ACC. And their fan bases are on them a little bit. Who's safer right now? Which agent would you rather be right now? The agent for Bobby Petrino or the agent for Paul Johnson?
Bobby Petrino.
Really? But you always got to worry about the NCAA stuff. You got to worry about him and his off-the-field stuff. And you got to worry about, like, at any point in time, you could get a call from the National Enquirer.
How many teams are going to hire a triple option coach compared to a
Bobby Petrino,
who has a Heisman winner underneath his belt and is innovative, essentially, in his offensive stuff?
That's a very good point. But with Paul Johnson, I don't feel like I'm going to get in a call from the from Sports Illustrated saying, do you care to comment about the most recent scandal? Whereas Petrino, you're like, what did he do now? You know, Rick Stockstill goes to Marshall tonight, Middle Tennessee State and Marshall. That's CBS Sports at 7:30. And Utah State, BYU, ESPN2 at 9 o'clock tonight. The Georgia Tech, Louisville game, 7 o'clock on ESPN. Clemson fans will watch because they'll preview a little bit of Louisville coming to town in late October, early November. early November. November, the first week in November, I think. So we'll talk about that a little bit.
November 2nd.
Finally, buddy.
Yep.
Did you see anything? And get your. By the way, what's coming up on segment two?
You mentioned it in your little intro there. The I read about Brian Bowen Sr. in his testimony yesterday, yeah, with the money and the names, yeah, and yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's what I was going to mention now. So I want to get your thoughts on it. We can skip then because, yeah, that's one of those you just go whoa, and it sounds pretty doggone convincing, right?
I don't want to talk college basketball during football season, but I feel like we need to just mention it because this is a lot. Wow. This is a lot.
It really is a lot, and it really is eye-opening, and it just sounds real to me.
Yeah,
at least coming out of that. All right, so let's do that then for segment two. Lakeside Lodge over at Clemson wants to you to come by and see them. They're right beside Ruby Tuesdays, lakesidelodgeclemson.com online. We're talking about the folks off of 123, this unique concept. It's a blend of condominiums and hotels, the amenities of a resort, but yet you can generate the income of a short-term rental. They have three different styles there. They have the studio, the two-bedroom, and the three-bedroom. And you can even be staying in one of your bedrooms and renting the other bedroom out on a nightly basis. So really good stuff there. Here's the bottom line. Get in touch with them now. They're selling like hotcakes. They're selling at an unbelievable rate right now. Get in touch with my friend Taj Boyd, Steve Mudge, or Leighton Cubbage, and let them talk to you about this. LakesideLodgeClemson.com. It is a unique opportunity. I don't know if we'll ever have a more beautiful setting for condo tales or anything on these lines in the future. Just their location is amazing. Look out your window and see Death Valley. That's going to be pretty doggone cool. See how that works. LakesideLodgeClemson.com. Hey, Mr. Or 24, quickly, and we'll do this in our third segment.
Yep.
Quickly.
Yep.
Jake Bentley, game time decision tomorrow? Could we see the carry-on Joyner era begin at South Carolina a little prematurely?
No. It's going to be that Skarnecchia kid, isn't it?
Michael Skarnecchia? I saw online somebody called him Michael Smarmekiko or something. Mm-hmm. Michael Skarnecchia era beginning at South Carolina? Maybe a little late. Maybe not prematurely. Maybe past time.
You're not rooting for injuries, but it's something to keep an eye on, of course.
It's something to keep an eye on, yeah, at noon tomorrow on game time decision. That completely changes your thoughts. So we'll see what comes out of that. Interesting stuff there. We'll get to, and I want to talk about second-team quarterbacks because you got to have a second-team quarterback now. You're a first-team guy. You have a hard time making it the whole season. We'll get to that coming up when you come back. Hey, we're at Chick-fil-A of Clemson. Come by and see us. Love to have you with us. It's ilovechickfil-a.com. With Zach Orr, we'll come back and we'll get a little of the very interesting news coming out of the trial on college basketball and the awful payments and some of the corruption issues that are in college basketball when you come back for more after this.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson or online at mnlsupply.com.
Writing is a passion passed down through generations. Tim's Harley Davidson knows about generations of passion, and they'll show you open road freedom. Climb on your dream bike, twist the throttle, and hear that iconic rumble. It's 2019 model season, so there's a ton of new and pre-loved bikes. Plus, Tim's has a team of friendly experts to make your experience as smooth as fresh pavement. Dare to find your passion. Ride into freedom. Go see South Carolina's oldest dealer, Tim's Harley Davidson, in Anderson.
Jeez, dude, you need to change your blinker fluid.
That's not a thing.
And your thoracic couplet is totally shot.
Really?
It is.
Look, nothing gets by me. Just like this oil filter. Nothing gets by Purolator.
Hey, if you're using Purolator Boss, you know your stuff.
Oh, yeah. Protection up to 15,000 miles.
Ooh, but you really should replace your Vesuvius valve.
Stop talking.
Now get a Purolator Boss premium oil filter and 5 quarts of synthetic oils for $32.99 at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock
are the shores of Lake Jocassee, are the woods for camping. Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear. Featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu Rope Bags, Mountain Khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
After an exciting game against Syracuse last week, the Tigers are headed to Winston-Salem for a key matchup tomorrow with the Demon Deacons. We'll have lots to talk about today at George Coleman Ford from 3 to 7, plus Papa John's as well. Road Rage today at George Coleman Ford.
There's only one place just as excited as you are for football this year, and it's your favorite Clemson sports store, the Tiger Sports Shop. Come by and see us before the tailgate and make sure you're game day ready. The Tiger Sports Shop is the exclusive local Nike sideline apparel store that also features replica game day jerseys and Clemson Nike shoes. Locally owned and family operated, the Tiger Sports Shop is proud to be a part of your game day experience. Come by and see us at our newly renovated stores at 1102 Clemson Boulevard and College Avenue downtown.
Hi, this is Gary the Mortgage Expert. Do you need a mortgage? Get 3.875%. Buying a home? 3.875%. Is your credit only average? Get 3.875% with a 680 credit score. Take advantage of my 23 years of experience and call me at 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. NMLS number 107429, Classic Home Mortgage, NMLS number 182005. Subject to underwriting approval, equal credit opportunity lender, FHA loan APR 4.99%, rate subject to change.
Subway has teamed up with 105.5 The Roar to sell Tigers for Tatas wristbands to raise money for breast cancer awareness. During the month of October, go to participating Subways and purchase the orange and purple wristbands for $5 each. All the proceeds go to the All In Foundation. Show your support this October and visit Subway in Seneca, Wahala, Westminster, Salem, Clemson, Central, Pendleton, or Liberty. Tigers for Tatas wristbands at participating Subway restaurants in the upstate. Go Tigers!
Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville is your local lodge, where all sports fans are encouraged to indulge. You can enjoy wild card weekends and World Series walk-offs with a barrel-aged bourbon poured over a handmade ice ball, or one of the new classic bourbon cocktails, like the Manhattan. Or pair an ice-cold 29-degree draft beer with a made-from-scratch menu item that are rumored to be every fan's favorite. Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. It's all happening on Woodruff Road in Greenville.
Homeowners and landscapers choose EnviroMulch, a locally owned, environmentally friendly company. They supply quality organic mulches, soil, sand, and stone for every landscaping application, delivery, or pickup. Nobody beats their prices. EnviroMulchOnline.com.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Join me in being present at the birth of a great adventure.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
October is a great month at Granger Nissan of Anderson, mainly for you truck guys out there. I told you yesterday the Bows out there. I think I'm a Bow a little bit. Watch, I'll get a text from my wife, you're not a Bow. Get in touch with Granger Nissan because it's truck month, and they could not be more excited about the Titan and the Titan XD. The bottom line here is the bottom line, and you're going to love the Titan made right here in America, and you're going to love all the research, all the technology, let's face it, all the bells and whistles. But right now, this month, with some great savings, now I don't want to tell you prices up there. First of all, they've got 30 or 40 of them over there, so any kind of interior you're looking for, any kind of packages you're looking for, any kind of colors you're looking for, they have all those, so you're going to love that part of it. But you're gonna really, this is a great month to deal. So if you're thinking about a new truck, I want you to think Granger Nissan of Anderson. Proud partners of the Clemson Tigers and home of the lifetime powertrain warranty off of Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. It's Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. Segment two with Mr. Zach Orr.
Mickey, we talked a little bit about it and mentioned we were going to talk about it, and of course, here it is. The college basketball scene is one that can be ripe with pleasure for the audience, and March Madness is fantastic, and there's all kinds of crazy storylines throughout the season. But the dark underbelly of it is this bribes and corruption that has come to the surface in recent months. Yesterday, during his testimony, Brian Bowen Jr.'s dad, of course, had a testimony in the federal criminal trial involving the bribes and corruption in college basketball, and went on to name names and name money, essentially, of what happened and what was offered to him to get his son, Brian Bowen II, to play at their individual schools. Handful of colleges he named yesterday. Arizona, Creighton, Oklahoma State, Texas, and then, of course, Louisville among them. Tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and other improper benefits offered to him and his son for Brian to play basketball at their school. Now, a couple of the teams, as we just mentioned, offered these amounts. Arizona coach Joe Pasternak offered $50,000. This is all according to Bowen Sr. in his testimony yesterday. Oklahoma State assistant coach Lamont Evans offered $150,000 in cash, $8,000 for a car, and additional money to buy a house. Texas assistant coach Mike Morrell offered to, quote-unquote, help me with housing. And Creighton assistant coach Preston Murphy offered $100,000 and a good job, a lucrative job, end quote. He's naming names, Mickey. He's giving dollar amounts. He's detailing benefits that he was promised to get his son to go to that school. Bowen Sr. was a former police officer, so I don't know how he thought this was okay, how he thought this was going to be something that was good. But this goes all the way back to even when the kid was playing in high school. He was getting $2,000 a month from Shane Harriman for Bowen to attend La Lumiere School in La Porte, Indiana. It doesn't bode well for college basketball. It doesn't bode well for Bowen Sr., who had already cut a deal with the government for non-prosecuted time just for his testimony. What are your thoughts after reading and hearing some of this stuff yesterday?
Oh, how much time do you have, buddy? Well, goodness gracious.
We got 9 minutes in this segment.
Okay. Number one, whenever you go click on the college basketball homepages at ESPN.com, CBSSports.com, and all these websites that I go to for information.
Sure.
It's, you know, the first four or five stories are about this trial every day. And then, like, right below it, it says, Villanova has question marks in their backcourt. I'm like, who cares about Villanova's question marks in their backcourt, you know? It's like a hurricane's coming, and we're worried about, you know, what we're going to have for dinner tomorrow night or something. Who cares, man? That's crazy. Number two, Bowen, who transferred to South Carolina, was not eligible. Do you remember some of the Gamecock media and fans who were so upset because Brian Bowen Jr. was not going to be eligible to play?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how absurd do you think that is now? Thinking that, oh, yeah, you could be to getting $24,000 a year as a high school player to play for an AAU team and get offered up to $150,000, $8,000 for a car and money for a house. And, oh, yeah, you should be eligible to play. Oh, yeah, of course. Where's the outrage? So that's another thing there. The idea that AAU teams or high schools and his coaches are paying kids, and that's coming from the shoe companies here, by the way, $24,000 a year to play high school basketball. And then finally, it's not just that the Oklahoma State $150,000, Arizona $100,000 or $50,000, Creighton $100,000, but not just the Louisville, but he starts naming other players because he knows what else is going on. One of the things that got me, one of the big-time statements, is that for Bowen, it was originally to go to Louisville, it was $60,000 to $80,000, yeah. But from Adidas to go to Louisville, but it rose to $100,000 because, quote, Billy Preston got $100,000 from Adidas to go to Kansas. So now you've got another, and this is going to all, you know, it's going to be collateral damage through all of this. Bowen reported that Dawkins was also posed $150,000. Up to $150,000. These numbers are concerning. Finally, my final thoughts here before I kick it back to you is that Jerome Blossengame, his name was mentioned yesterday. While at Clemson, an agent forwarded him Here it is right here. Former Clemson basketball player, spent 4 years at Clemson, allegedly provided, or this agent provided him $350. And if I'm Jerron Blasingame, I'm a little bit upset, man. These guys are getting homes, cars, they're getting $24,000 in high school, and they're getting promises for houses and jobs. I'm getting $350. Man, I kind of want my little piece of the pie if all this is going on. Zach, it's disgusting, and I've said it before. This is going to get bad. There's going to be a ton of collateral damage, and this is the chance for college basketball to stop it now.
Let me ask you this. You make the joke about Blasingame, of course, and I know he got it from the agent. Does Clemson see any effects from this trial and subsequent, you know, punishment?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that because I don't know what else is coming. My buddy jokes that if we did, that we hadn't got the money, we hadn't got our ROI,
return on investment,
the way Kansas and Arizona and some of these other teams have been able to do there. But no, I don't know. I mean, I can sit here and say no, but I don't know that. I mean, Mike Morrell is a guy that's a friend of mine, and I didn't have any idea that Mike Morrell was going to be named in this at the University of Texas. I knew Mike when he was here at Clemson, and you know, we went with Shaka Smart to next two stops, VCU and Texas. But I didn't know that would be the case. So, I mean, how can you say? Who knows what can come out of that? I'm not shocked by anything I hear from it, except for the fact that – and Merle Code, former Clemson guard, is named in this thing as well, obviously from a shoe standpoint. Did you see the quote where Code was saying, this is all about the shoe wars and the three major shoe manufacturers, Adidas, Nike, and Under Armour, and they're willing to duke it out. And they all knew about each other, too. You know, that's the thing. And that's the thing, too, if you ask any college basketball coach, and I don't have the basketball contacts I do like I do in football, but, you know, I've got 8 or 10 of them, and I'm not shy to ask about this kind of stuff. I've been asking about it for 20 years, and they're like, oh, yeah, no doubt. And so, now, without naming names or whatever, but this – Zach – everybody knew this was going on. Everybody knew. So if you know and you've got a chance now, why not put an end to all this? I mean, you can fix it. We've agreed to that. But some people say, well, they don't want to fix it. What? Why not? The tobacco industry got a big old kick in the butt, right? So I'm trying to think of something else. Well, you know, hey, when we finally exposed it, we finally got it. Let's put an end to it. Let's make these big sanctions on it. We can do this. This is doable. I think it's going to be sweeping changes. I really do.
Changes.
Yeah.
I'm still.
I think this is the wake-up call.
I hope it is. I do. I'm curious to see what else is revealed in these testimonies. If there's other, you know, land shaking. Earthquake causing testimonies like seen Bowen Senior's yesterday. I mean, he's talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars being potentially exchanged for services of a kid to go play basketball for a year, maybe two. It's a lot more money than I thought it was. It's surprisingly a lot more money than I thought it was. It's houses, it's cars, as you said. It's people that you know personally. It's people that you wouldn't think they're involved in this that are involved in this. Guys that you might think are good people or you enjoy their friendship, and they're going to get caught up in this because they made dumb decisions. Is it a snap your fingers and then everything is the same and we impose penalties to everybody named and involved in this? Or is there going to be an extended, drawn-out process, what I think it is, where you go through piece by piece and dole out individual punishment for everybody involved?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I can say moving forward, I don't – if you knew like your friend's business is caught up in major issues, if you knew you're involved – if you knew like at CCP, man, we're involved in a big money laundering scandal and that we're selling drugs out of the back of the office over there and we've got those things. I mean, you wouldn't want to work there. You wouldn't want to be associated with that. That's what – I don't like college basketball. I'll be honest with you. That's one of the reasons I don't watch college basketball, the corruption. Let me tell you something that bothers me almost as much, Zach.
Sure.
Look, college basketball is a big business. I get it. March Madness, that's a big business. I get it. How about the Alabama? You see where the Alabama's brother, Sexton, his brother was proposed to get $170,000 over 4 years. The brother. You know, all these uncles, all these AAU coaches, that's disgusting. Here's what, to me, is the worst of the worst. Is that Bowen – was getting $2,000 a month to play for this high school team. Now, I'm more disgusted by that in that, I mean, $150,000, $170,000, yeah, it's big-time basketball. I can understand that. I get it. I almost want to say, man, shouldn't a 16-year-old kid, shouldn't that be a little more of a wholesome environment for a guy that rather than paying a high school kid $24,000 a year to play high school basketball?
It was that, and then he was getting paid to play for the AAU program, Mean Streets in Chicago, between $5,000 and $8,000 for Bowen to play as well.
Total, $5,000 and $8,000.
Between $5,000 and $8,000, yes.
Let's just call it $5,000. Between high school and AAU, the guy was making $29,000 a year in high school to play basketball?
Yes.
Come on, man. Come on. And so we're supposed to say, well, Villanova's got backcourt problems now. We're supposed to just ignore this, like this is going on, and oh, well, it's just business. You can't really stop it. It's just, no, you can stop it. It's disgusting that a shoe company, and that's where it's coming from, that a shoe company recognizes a kid at 15 and 16 years old and is going to pay him $29,000 a year to play high school and AAU basketball? What are we doing? What? In the words of Vince Lombardi, what the hell is going on out there? And what are we doing? Is nothing sacred anymore? I remember when Oliver Purnell was here, and when he left, one of the issues that we knew he wouldn't be successful at DePaul, and I mentioned this on the air, is he was not going to be able to play the AAU game in Chicago. And that's a shame. That's an absolute shame. I remember when Brad Burnett, I mean, knowing you going into it, hey, man, I'm gonna take this job. We're going to try to do it differently. We're going to try to change. But I mean, in the end, you're not going to compete in Chicago without playing the AAU coach's game. And I remember this was crazy, too. I remember Clemson was recruiting a big man out of Georgia a few years ago, and he ended up going to Alabama. And the reason he went to Alabama is that some booster bought this AAU team new uniforms and new warm-ups. And I was like, well, I mean, really? Like, the coach, these AAU coaches are selling these guys off because he gets that. And I got to tell you, I'll be honest with you, AAU coaches get paid money to coach these teams. As far as I'm concerned, summertime basketball should be like rec league basketball. You should volunteer time to do it. No one should profit off of an AAU or a travel ball team. You shouldn't sign up for it. These tournaments, when you take your AAU team to a tournament, you got to pay these entry fees, and these organizers of these tournaments are making tons of money off of kids. Stinking kids, Zach. 16-year-old kids. And you're making money off of them. You got to be ashamed of yourselves, man. What basketball's turned into. It's disgusting to me. That's why I don't care anything about it. I don't watch it. But you got a chance. You want to win us back? Win us back. Clean it up. Get rid of it. I mean, sports, Zach, sports should be what's good in the world and what's wholesome in the world, and we can get away from all the other crappy things that are going on in your life to sit down on TV and watch something good. It's good people doing good things. And instead, I got a guy making $29,000 to play high school and AAU basketball at 16 years old.
Mm.
What in the world are we doing, man? Because of shoes. Because of stinking shoes. Because we put so much doggone emphasis on what kind of shoes somebody wears. That we got these Sonny Vaccaros of the world, these scumbags of the world that are preying upon these kids so they sell more stinking shoes. I don't know what we're doing, man. Crazy. Anyway. Sorry to get upset. I was in a great mood.
I was
going to
say, you were in a good mood.
I was in the best mood of the month.
I went and ruined it. Had to read this article.
I'll tell you a quick story. No, we got to take a break. Well, let me save it because we're up against one right now.
Okay.
Anyway, finish it up, Bernie.
No, listen, I think you said it all there. It is over shoes, and we're going to see a lot of big-time programs and big-time coaches have to answer for this. Of course, talked about Arizona, Oklahoma State, Texas, and Creighton, all named in Brian Bowen Sr.'s testimony yesterday in the federal criminal trial involving bribes and corruption in college basketball.
Mm. We'll come back. I'm going to get in a better mood. I have one disgusting more story to tell you about. And then we'll get back to a Feel Good Friday edition when you come back for more after this.
The Clemson Tigers Network. Let's go! With their sights set on Santa Clara, the Clemson Tigers are ready to further their goal with another conference matchup. The laser-focused Tigers travel to Wake Forest this week to take on the chaotic Demon Deacons. Game day starts with the Tiger Tailgate Show right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
WCCP is the flagship station for Clemson football. Game day starts with the Tiger pregame show with Scott Reimer and Kelly Gremlin, only on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
We have the trucks. Hendrick Honda Easley's pre-owned department is stocked full of trucks of every make. Visit HendrickHondaSC.com and click on trucks. Hendrick Honda Easley has dedicated ASC-certified mechanics that inspect every vehicle and repair or replace anything that fails our inspection. Hendrick Honda Easley shows you our repair order as well as the Carfax. Every pre-owned vehicle we sell comes with a warranty. Escape the everyday and experience the world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley.
Relax, Tiger Town. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson. Our full-service office is located on Old Greenville Highway next to Walmart Neighborhood Market, just 2 miles from campus. And with 4 on-campus ATMs, Founders is the only financial institution you need in Clemson. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Help the Clemson Tigers tackle hunger by donating to the Palmetto Series Food and Funds Drive, benefiting Golden Harvest Food Bank. The Palmetto Series Drive helps feed local families struggling with hunger. For every dollar you donate, Golden Harvest can provide 3 meals to a local family in need. And you'll help Clemson University to win the coveted Palmetto Series Cup. Visit goldenharvest.org to give today. Again, that's goldenharvest.org to feed a local family in need.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for EZ-Go and Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your EZ-Go cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new EZ-Go or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well, so don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing, it's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done, day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply.
Unfiled tax returns, payroll tax problems, IRS levies, liens, garnishments, audits. Call the local lawyer who looks out for you and will get the result you deserve. David Green at the Green Law Firm. Call for a free strategy session at 271-7940.
After an exciting game against Syracuse last week, the Tigers are headed to Winston-Salem for a key matchup tomorrow with the Demon Deacons. We'll have lots to talk about today at George Coleman Ford from 3 to 7. Plus, Papa John's as well. Road rage today at George Coleman Ford.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's Workshop, call 1-800-900-4588. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals Guide. That's 1-800-900-4588. That's 1-800-900-4588.
Wait, you did not get a couple of quotes?
Should I? Did you get a couple of quotes?
Yes, replacing a garage door is a big deal.
At Built Right Garage Doors, we believe garage doors should demonstrate both durability and class. RCHI Accents Wood Tones garage doors are meticulously designed and manufactured using full-color digital imaging and insulated steel.
I'm calling Built Right.
Built Right 232-DOOR.
Built Right Garage Doors. Call 232-DOOR.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
If I were you, I'd quit talking right now.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hey, buddy, you safe over there in the studio? So I want to make sure you're safe.
We're all good over here.
Okay, good. Priority One Security Studios. You got to. I don't have the camera app for the station. I've got it from my home. I wonder if Ben could give me the camera app just to make sure you're not snoozing over there or something. I guess keep an eye on you over there. My wife says we need to FaceTime each other during the show. That way we can still see each other. And you know, that'd be interesting to do. But maybe I can just do that through Priority One and watch. Just keep an eye on you over there. You know, make sure that you're safe. We've got them. We got cameras everywhere, and I love the technology part of it. You know what I love? We're in this Tigers for Tatas month here at WCCP, and I love that Priority One matches. You know, that's what they do. They're committed to us. They're committed to our community. I love Priority One Security and what they're doing. One of the largest security providers in the country. Local people here helping you with local monitoring. And these great people doing an awesome job for it. If you need a good early morning wake-up call, let that alarm go off. Because it can be heard throughout as quick as can be, too. And I've accidentally done it a couple times. I just know it's a good reminder every once in a while to know that Priority One is with us. I'm going to be away on Saturday. Now, we got a house sitter and a dog sitter. Everything's fine there for the day. But I can still check, and I'll get text messages in case anything happens to the alarm, or I'll get phone calls as soon as the alarm goes off. And knowing that, and I can check at the cameras, make sure everything's great. It's Priority One and PriorityOneSecurities.com. All right, Zach, I'm going to mention this quickly, and then I do want to move on. But the emphasis that we put on shoes, everybody, I think most people remember the situation like with Ryan after his car wreck, and we're in the hospital, and there's a kid right beside us. He's 12 years old. This is in Charlotte. He's 12 years old, and he got shot in the head, and it wasn't looking very good, by the way. It wasn't – his situation was not going to be very good. I don't know what happened to it, but – spent about 3 weeks beside this mom and dad and this kid laying up in this hospital bed. He was shot in the head because at 12 years old, these 13-year-old, 14-year-old kids shot him in the head for his Jordans and stole his Jordans on the streets right there in Charlotte. I'm like, man, what are we doing? My other part of that is, and this is a question for you, Zach. When Adidas hired Merle Code away from Nike.
Yep.
Why'd they do that?
To compete with what Nike was already doing?
Adidas knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
They knew what Nike was doing. And they found out and tried to do it themselves. See, that's what gets me. I know when people make mistakes all the time, and I make mistakes all the time, all this kind of stuff, I can overlook it because sometimes, man, we're not really thinking straight and clear. When you decide to put together a staff and you make these calculated decisions to do this, you knew what you were doing. You knew, and obviously it's a bottom line figure because it's going to pay off for them. Believe me when I tell you this, to the risk they take with Brian Bowen or with Sexton or with Fultz or some of these guys, it's going to pay off for them. They're not going to – these companies aren't dumb. They're not going to throw away money and just you know, waste money everywhere. It's going to pay off for them because somewhere somebody's going to be the next Steph Curry, the next LeBron, and they're going to sell all kinds of these shoes. I get it. But, boy, I lose a lot of respect when you know it's against the rules, right? I mean, no one at Adidas, Under Armour, or Nike ever thought, is that against the rules? Remember when Costanza did that? Was that wrong?
Sure.
So they knew they were breaking the rules, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they did it anyway.
And they did it anyway.
they knew that they were corrupting the sport, and they did it anyway.
Listen, of course it's the wrong thing to do.
But maybe.
But maybe it's the right thing to do.
How?
It's not.
Okay. I mean, I just have a hard time with it. And look, any part of you driven away from college basketball as a result of all this? You knew this was happening, right?
Yes, of course.
You're not a big college basketball fan to begin with.
No, I'm not.
What part of this type of thing going on in college basketball? Hey, man, we got college football tomorrow, and we're talking about college basketball for about 30 minutes on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Just to go show you how big the story is. What part of this scandal plays a part in you deciding you don't like college basketball?
What part of the scandal? If I had to put a percentage on it, I would say, like, it's low, to be honest with you.
Really?
It's 5% maybe, if that. I just don't like the sport as a whole. I don't enjoy it. I don't. I get it. I just don't get the same viewing pleasure that a lot of people out there do.
I would say it's a majority for me.
Nah, really?
Yeah, yeah. As a kid, Zach, I was the biggest ACC basketball fan. I loved Gene Banks and Spanarkle and Jaminski and Hot Rod Griffin and Skip Brown. I used to love watching Clyde the Glide Austin and Hawkeye Whitney. Man, I used to love college basketball. And when I came to Clemson and I sat on the press row during my time working with Tim Bray and Bob Bradley and those guys, and, man, it was great to sit down there and watch the coaching legends of Dean Smith. Watch Mike Krzyzewski and Bobby Crimmins and watch all those guys. Man, that was heaven to me. And then I started figuring out, hey, man, what are these guys doing? You know? It's a major part of it for me. Let me ask you this, and we're going to move on. If you found out that hockey, you're a huge hockey fan, right?
Yep.
If you found out that there's all kinds of corruption in hockey and that there's kids that are being exploited and there's all this cheating that's going on, widespread, all these awful things going on in your sport, would it affect you watching it as much?
Would it affect me watching the National League?
Yeah. Let's say NHL teams are involved in a major scandal that's A, against the law,
mm-hmm.
and B, against the rules of the amateur rules, and there's corruption all throughout, and you got these scumbags that are funneling money to all these people, just I don't know a correlation to it, or skates or whatever, or sticks or pucks or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
This equipment, and it was a major corruption deal throughout, and there was hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars that stayed in hands, and would it affect your feelings about the game or your viewership of the game? Because it would for me.
It would be majorly disappointing, and it would affect it.
Yeah, right.
But it's – you're saying these things. You're laying out a scenario, and it just doesn't seem – it doesn't seem like it could ever happen, though, right?
Right, right. And, look, it can happen in college football, but not to this extent because shoes aren't the major thing that's driving it. And, you know, you're going to get a rogue booster occasionally that's going to do some things wrong. Yeah, I get that. And you're not going to stop that. But you got a chance to stop this because the shoe company's in basketball. And until they do, I'm done with them, man. I don't want to have anything to do with college basketball until they say, hey, man, we're going to clean this thing up. This is our chance. This is our wake-up call. I think this is rock bottom. You know, you and I talked about that yesterday.
Sure.
This is a chance. This is rock bottom. Clean yourself up. And let's get back to doing what you're supposed to be doing. That's providing a decent, wholesome little entertainment for us instead of the corruption and all these scumbags that are in your sport right now. Anyway, feel better. Believe it or not, buddy, I'm in a great mood.
It sounds like it.
No. I'm in a great mood. When we come back, we got one open phone line segment. Can we do some biggie? Can I get some of that?
Can we do some biggie?
Yes. We'll do that when we come back. Got some big games coming up for you. Josh Williams at 7:25. Scott Reimer, 7:45. Jinx Inc. Realty with Tyler Vissen at 8:05. It could be, we don't know yet, but it could be a game time decision for Jake Bentley tomorrow in Columbia. We'll talk a little bit about second team quarterbacks and what that could look like down there. Told you maybe a little rain, 35-40% chance of rain up in Winston-Salem. And Clemson looking forward to a great trip up to Winston-Salem tomorrow. And then we got some big-time national games, Red River rivalry. We got a lot to do. So we'll talk about some of those coming up. Hey, we're at Chick-fil-A of Clemson. We'd love for you to come by. Come by and get your day started off right. Herb Tyler, Carol Tyler, they'd love for you to